We started yesterday this Koyach Koyche topic. First, let me tell you what's not confusing, and then we'll try to get to what's confusing, if we have enough time. If you don't have enough time, you won't be confused. But if you've got adequate time, then we'll be confused. And if there's more time, then you'll be confused. The Koyach Koyche. What's the standard case of Koyche and Koyach Koyche? Before we start talking about the halacha, what's like the typical case? If you want to have a typical case of Koyach Koyche and Koyach Koyche, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, I think it's about Ayin Zayin, says that if you tie someone up and put them down in front of a Bitka Demaya. Bitka Demaya means a dam that's holding back water. And then, after the person's tied up and laying there, the person pulls away the dam, pulls away the Bitka Demaya. If the first water, that first flow of water that falls down when you pull away the dam, if that's what hits the person, that's Koyach Koyche. And he's Koyach Koyche. Even though he didn't push the water, he just pulled away the dam and the water fell. But the first water that falls, that's Koyach Koyche. That's his first flow of water. If that's what killed him, then the Koyach Koyche. If it's Koyach Koyche that kills him, in other words, if the first water is not enough to kill the person, and it's the second flow of water, the water keeps on flowing, that kills him. Now, we define the first flow, the second flow is not Nagatas right now. But if it's not the first rush of water, the water that rushes afterwards, that kills him, that's Koyach Koyche. And then the Reitzeach is Potter. Koyach Koyche, and the Reitzeach is Potter. That's like the standard case. If you want to have a case of Koyach Koyche, that would be a typical case to think about. So how do you differentiate the Machlokes between Rashi and the Ramban? For our purposes, let's just say that the first water that flows, that comes down, crashing down, is Koyach Koyche. And the fact that now the whole river is flowing, after a certain point, it certainly just the river keeps on flowing, so there's no Bitka Demaya there, and that's Koyach Koyche. At what line it starts being Koyach Koyche and Koyach Koyche, that's the Machlokes Rishayim. But it's not important to what we are discussing. Our discussion is certainly certain water that's against the dam that falls down right away, and certainly the fact that the river, whatever it is, keeps on flowing. So some is Koyach Koyche, some of it is Koyach Koyche.
Even if they give us straw, say that if you pull away the dam, you'll kill the person, even
if you don't get Misa. That's right. You're not going to get Misa. Koyach Koyche, you don't get Misa for. The funny thing, I remember Rebbe once spoke out this Gemara. And it's a very strange thing because there used to be a kid's show in which the heroes at the end of every week would almost get killed. And the enemies, the evil people, would have some diabolical way of killing them. They'd never take a gun and shoot them. They'd always have them tied up in a way that, and then by next week, of course, they wouldn't be killed. That was I remember that when the Rebbe spoke it out, he said, now you know why they do it that way. Because they kill them, they'll be Chayav Misa. If they tie them up somewhere where something's going to happen later, it's going to be puzzled for me. So that's, our component, it helps to remember the Gemara, hopefully. Koyach Koyche is the way, if you want to kill somebody and be puzzled for me, so I don't recommend you try, but that's the way to do it. The way to do it is not to kill them directly, but to do it the way that a Koyach Koyche is going to kill. And that way you're puzzled.
You want to tie them up or puzzle them?
There may be cases where they're not interchangeable, but in this case, they
are. Maybe they have to be tied up now, or someone else tied them up, and you just have
to do it. I don't think there's
anything.
So we'll talk about that. Right, so that's the idea of Koyach Koyche. Now, our Gemara says that Rebbe and the Rabbanim both agree that Koyach Koyche is possible. They argue what constitutes Koyach Koyche. But everyone agrees that Koyach Koyche is possible. So, the Ritva Shita is that the concept of Koyach Koyche being Potter is B'chol HaTorah Kula. It's a rule. the rule for Nezikintum. He says the Pharisees should be Isa, the Perakama, the Bava Kama. The Pitzis effect says the Pharisees the Bava Kama. But the point is that Kayach Sheni is a Ptur, according to the Ritva's understanding. It's not only a Ptur here, but it's a Ptur everywhere. The Kesef Mishnah understands that that's the Rambam Sheet as well. And the Arsa Meach, in the beginning of Reish Perak Pesach, of this Shabbos, gives a few other examples. One, by a Zav. Halacha is that a Zav is mitame not only through touching things, but by causing things to move as well. So the Arsa Meach says that he brings the Gemara. He says if a Zav bangs on a table, and he causes something at the other end of the table to shake, so then that is kai chai, and he's betamei the thing that shakes because of his banging. So if it's machmas hekeshai because of his banging, it's betamei. If it's machmas re'oda, reish ayin dalet hey re'oda, re'oda Rashi says means, let's say he bangs on the ground and he causes everything in the room to start shaking. So when the things keep on shaking, just imagine a table with uneven legs. He shakes it one way and then he shakes back the other way. But keeps on shaking after the bang is finished, that's ra'ada and that's tar. In other words, the secondary shake is tar. You bang the floor and it causes the table to shake. That's kayak kayakai. He's banging on the floor. That causes the building to shake, which causes the table to shake. So that is Machmas Rada's Tzar, that's Kayakai that's Tzar. Another example, if somebody makes the Chabur on Shabbos, someone throws a ball against somebody and causes them to bleed, or throws an arrow and causes someone to bleed, it's Chayim, that's Kayakai. If someone would throw, let's say Al Gemara's example, he would throw a rock at a Tamar, and the Tamar would fall down and cause somebody to bleed. So he'd be Patur on Shabbos. Because what there are some math to say is that our Gemara's Liman of Kaya Kaychai is true of the Kama and Yanim. It's true in Mazik, in, like the Ritva says, it's true in Zav, it's true by Shabbos. And with this, there are some Mayak, says a very nice Hezber in one aspect of Sotah Shabbos. Cooking on Shabbos, the Av Malacha is cooking over a fire. Let's say you heat up a pot of boiling water, you take the water off the fire, and then you put a raw carrot, let's say, into a raw vegetable into the hot water. You put it, something into a clean yeshiv that's off the fire, you're also chayiv because of bishul. Why are you chayiv? It's not on the fire. But that water is kaychai of the esh. The heat in that water, that pot of water, is kaychai. Your cremation is kaychai. So even though you're cooking this vegetable not on the fire, but on the water which is heated by the fire, that's kaychai. That's the din of kaychai. Let's say you take the pot off the fire, take a metal pan, stick it into the pot. The metal pan would get hot from the hot water. Then you would take the metal pan out, crack an egg onto it, and fry the egg on this metal pan. That would be kaya kaychai. That would be positive. Because what did you do? The fire heated the water. The water heated the pan. And you're cooking on the pan, so the heat in the water is kaychai. That's chayiv on Shabbos. The heat in the pan, that's kayak kayachai. Kayak kayachai is potter, the palatara kula. What? The creation, I'm sorry, talking about. I'll talk about the shani now, one second. Yes.
I don't know if the water keeps trying to get the water, not trying to get the pot in the pot.
That's
the truth.
But the water can only get heated by a flame.
Why
does it? No. That's not necessarily true. Fire heats everything above it. If you'd be not passive, the water would get hot. That's after that, there's a tide to heat the water. Now there's a halacha on Shabbos that a kli sheni is not mevashel. That a kli sheni, that means if you take the hot water from the pot and you pour it into a glass, that glass is called a kli sheni, and a kli sheni doesn't cook. And really, it's a bit of a double pella, because a kli sheni could be hotter than a kli rishon. You could have a kli sheni where the water is 180 degrees, and you could have a kli rishon where the water is 160 degrees. And the kli rishon where the water is 160 cooks. Now, don't think you heat up water on a kli rishon. It hits 200 degrees. It cools down to 160. It still cooks. A kli rishon with water that's the outside light is by 160 degrees. Cooks. If you take a pot, you heat up water to 200 degrees. You pour it into a kli sheni, it cools down to 180. So in the kli sheni, it does not, there's no issur bishul. And the kli rishon, there is an issur bishul. Even though the kli rishon is 160, and the kli sheni is 180. How's it more? You see, it's not going to be more. It's two different cases, two different pots. You have one pot, you cook to 200, you put it in the kli sheni, now it's 180 in the kli sheni. You have another pot, which you cook to 200, it's cooled down to 160. It's true, you can't, it won't get hot, the 160 won't get hotter when you pour it to a kli sheni. But you can have one case of a kli sheni where it's 180, you can have a case of a kli rishon which is 160, and the kli rishon cooks, and the kli sheni doesn't. Why? So the usual explanation is, Ramesha writes, is that the echus of the heat is different, the quality of the heat, the kli sheni is cooling down more rapidly. Supposed to kli rishon. That's the usual explanation. Your sameach gives a, the derech tilpul, he gives an explanation. He says the metzius is that something cooks in a pot not only from the heat of the water, but from the heat of the metal of the keli as well. The keli helps in the cooking of the thing that's in the pot. So when you cook in a kli rishon, the heat from the pot and the heat from the water cooks whatever you're cooking. They both do the cooking. In a kli rishon, both the pot and the water are kli. They both became hot from the fire. So in a kli rishon, if you have something that became hot from the fire, side the water, side the pot, and you put in a vegetable, so that's cooking from the kli rishon. In a kli sheni, when you cook in a kli sheni, what's cooking? The water plus the heat of the pot. But the heat of the pot of a kli sheni, how did that get hot? That got hot from the water. That's kayak kayak. The pot got its heat from the water. That's already kayak kayak. And that's what's helping in the cooking. So here it says kayak kayak is helping in the cooking. That's why kli sheni is possible, even though it might cook. But being that the cooking, all cooking is affected by the water inside of the pot, and the heat of the pot is a kayak kayak dike heat. That's cooking. So a kayak kayak dike heat that does cooking is part of our challenge. Because it's both. That is that. But since you need, in order to cook, the heat of the pot contributes to the cooking. And the heat of the pot is from the water. So the heat of the pot is a kayak kayak dike heat. That's why a kli sheni is not bishul d'oraisa. What? Without the heat of the pot, it will cook as well. The water itself would cook. If that's true, then you're right. Our Samantha is assuming that what helps the cooking of the tzpanis as well. If you pour hot water without a pot over something, so it's the vasa k'teklifa, it cooks a little bit, but doesn't really cook. And that could be because it's rushing past it. But our opponent did, that's the aftermath assumption, that the pot helps in the cooking. Yes, that's the aftermath rule. Whether you accept this thing with Kli Sheni or not, its rule is, that we're going to refer to Mahalach, that our truth is cloud is a cloud to everything. The Rosh Hashita, the Rosh Hashia brings it down, is the Rosh holds that this is a din only by the Tzicha. That Kayach Sheni is part of Sai, the Tzicha in the Sefer Sanhedrin, the entire someone has. And Sai, the Tzicha in the Sefer Smachis, where you kill someone with a cliche, with a Kayach Sheni, that's by the Tzicha, Kayach Sheni is part. But by magic, the Rosh is talking if you magic somebody. The Rosh says if you'd be magic somebody, you'd be chai. For example, you throw a rock at a tree, and the tzmarim fall down and they break someone's window. According to the Rosh, you're chai. According to the Mitzvah and the Rambam, you're chai. Machlokes lahalacha. If you do mamish this gemara's case. Throw a rock at a tree and cause the tzmarim to fall down. And the tzmarim breaks something instead of killing somebody. So according to the Rosh, you'd be chai. Or the Bitka de Maya case. If you take away the dam, and the second water does damage. So by the tzicha you're potter. And the Rosh holds by the zikin, kaya 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 chai. Question is, what's the difference? Why should a tzicha be different than magic? Because it's not considered your ma'isa. Why then the deacon should be chayiv? What's the difference? Yeah. It's true. As far as adamud la'aymam, this is the magic and the tzicha. That magic is chayiv other mudlayim even on the nightness, and the tzicha is different. However, the tzur kachecha has nothing to do with being amazed or nightness. Kachecha is even if you planned it that way, you deliberately tied a person up and you put him in front of the water, and the second water killed him. So then you're potter. If you would take somebody's behemoth, tie it up, and the second water would kill the behemoth, so you have to pay. It's a magic. So there, even with that both mizidim, the time it's true, a magic has a fear of other mudlayim and the staff does. But that doesn't help the karakaita, because karakaita is not an issue of mazid and I. Yeah, but if a person shark kills, the fear is not because he's a magic, not because of other magic, because of a moment of magic. In other words, really, a person would be part of the sharia. It's how we said a kitchen, pastor sharia. So that's why you have to pay. When a person takes away a bit to the maya, it's not sharia. Other mamas. The question is kayak by other mamas or not? The Rosh Hashita is that kayak is other mamas. And this far, the Rabbi of Hokka is not other mamas. What? You have like a ceremony. The Shmuel here brings a Reb Chaim from the Sefer Shlomo Basra. Reb Chaim learns that there's a big difference between Ritzicha and magic. Ritzicha is something which is Chayiv only if it's the Maisa Ha'adam, the person's act. Like you say, when you wash the silk, you're dying, and you cut out garbage. When you go to the sink and you wash, you have to fill up a cup and pour it on your hands. Not enough to open the faucet, and the water that comes out, that washes your hands. You need a mice of the person, you need a kayak garbage. Mitzicha needs kayak garbage. Shechtin, Shita, also needs kayak garbage. These things need kayak rishon. Kayak kayakai, or kayak shayni. By Ritzicha, by Shchita, by Nesil Tzidayim, wouldn't work. By Mazik, no din of Kayak God. As long as it's something that you did, even if you did it in a Lomdisha Oysen, the Lomdisha Maisa of yours, you're also Chai. Varaya, Garmi is Chai. Certain types of Grama, which we call Garmi, is Chai by Mazik. And it's Potter, by Ritzicha. So Reb Chaim's insight is that there's a difference in things that need what we call Kayak Gavra, which needs the mice of the person himself, and Mazik, which just needs, even if the person causes it, even the Glava, the Gami of the person, is also Chaim. For example, Reb Chaim gives a mashal. The Gemara says in the Septus Sanhedrin that if you take a rock, you throw it straight up, and then, you know, when you throw something straight up, eventually it comes down. Now, when it's coming down, is that your kayak bringing it down? No. What? You know it's going to come down. And that's gravity that's making it come down. If you throw something straight up, all your energy was to make it go up. And eventually it hits its peak and it starts coming down and it kills somebody, you're puzzled. Of course it's going to go down. But it's not your mindset. You're causing it. The kayak changes. So the Gemara says if you throw it straight, I think you have a catch of somebody. See, here you're throwing it up and in a direction. He says when it comes down, the Gemara says, gravity is making it come down, but your power is guiding it. Gravity is making it go straight down. It's your craft that's making it have a certain path in its life. So then you hide. But you made it hit that person with your kayak. It wouldn't have gone that way except with your kayak. What? On the floor. But why did it go that far? The person 100 feet from you. Every one of that 100 feet was your kayak. The last foot was also your kayak. A shake enemy, throw something straight up, and then it starts coming down. Then the coming down is potter by Ritzicha, because that's a kayak shake. Yankee started to ask. You just dropped something. Good question. All right, one second. So Chaim says, if you find by Ritzicha, you throw something straight up and gravity makes it go straight down, that you're putter by Ritzicha. He says, by magic, you think you're putter? Magic, you're not putter. That's more than any Gami in the whole Gemara. Gemara has cases of Gami where you cause a hezek. You're causing another person to have a hezek. This is much more than that. You put the rock straight up, of course it's going to come straight down and break whatever's under you. So that case where gravity causes a hazard is the chayit by mazik. And I thought, okay, you're putter by ritzicha. So we see that there's a difference. That ritzicha needs mamish, the mice of the person. Mamish has to be his direct ma'isim. And that Nezikin doesn't need a direct ma'isim. Lomdisha ma'isim is also good. Where we understand it to be a result of his ma'isim is also
fine.
It's pata for Misa, not for Mazik, right? It's only pata by Ritzicha, not pata by Mazik. Yes?
Yeah.
I'll get that in a minute. Okay? Now, this is Reb Chaim. I'll just bring you an example of this as a part of the Parish of Gemara to prove this. The Gemara in Bava Kama Chavava Mizdeis says that someone has a stone on his lap, Eben Dechekai, and he stands up. He doesn't realize there's something on his lap. He stands up, Bahamad, and the stone fell down and broke something. Chaim. And he stood up, he didn't throw it. He just stood up, and then it fell off his lap, and it broke. He's chayim. In Hilchos Shechita, it has exactly the same case. In Yeridaya, there's a case where a person has sakin b'chita, b'cheka, he has a knife on his lap. And he stands up, and it falls down, and the knife pulls it away. There's a chicken standing on the floor, and then, and it shuts the chicken. So it says it's a possible Shechita. Exactly the same case. When it's Eben Bechaika and when it's Sakin Bechaika. By Shechita it's possible. And by Mazik it's Chayim. Now, however, you're going to start analyzing what made it fall. Was it gravity? Was it standing? Was it pushing? You can analyze it however you want. But the point is that we see Shechita and Mazik have two different rules. Because it's exactly the same case. We see that Shechita needs a Maisa Gavra Manish. And Shechita needs a Maisa Gavra Mamish, and Mazik, even an indirect type of Maisa, is the same thing. Did you send it?
Yeah.
I will. Why did the Gemara pick a case of Evan? I mean, because the Gemara is not country, I think it was cheaper. The Gemara just doesn't have such a case. Evan the paper. Huh? What? Sorry. At any rate, we have here Machlekes, the Ritzvah, and the Rush in how to deal with this. Now, a couple of halachos. First of all, the first off is a tilted eye. Let's say you don't have a glass. Can you use a faucet? But the truth is that a faucet is the same as Bitka Damaya. A faucet is the same as Bitka Damaya. The first water should really be good. Now the problem with our faucets is a technical problem. Our faucets, after the Bitka Damaya, have a spout. Right? The way our faucets are constructed, you have your faucet and the water comes this way, right? The Bitka Damaya is a ball in here. It's holding the water, right? The water comes from the city. The water comes up there, there's a ball there. That blocks it. You turn the faucet, you move this, usually up, and then the water comes out. The reason you can't use it is because this is a possible sleep. It's really, if you would have a glass, you wash with a glass, a pitcher that has a spout, and a pitcher that has a spout like this, you can't use this puzzle to wash out the spout. It's not a cable. You wash out the sides of the pitcher, and then have the spout. If you would have a faucet, like you have sometimes on the valve, which doesn't have anything else, all it has is this, and then it has an opening here, and you turn it. You have a keg sometimes in the barrel. The first water would be kosher, and the second water would be possible. The first water would be kosher for the Tilas Yadayim, because it's Kayak Rishon. And the second water would be what's possible. What? You have to just open it each time to wash it new. Now, we paskin that kaya kaychai is lavka kaychai. By magic, we paskin it is kaychai. And by mitzicho, we paskin it's lavka. Again, by magic, we paskin it's kaychai, kaychai kaychai. And by Ritzicha, we pass in its part. So for Shabbos, we also pass in Kaya Kaifai its part. It's Latka Kaifai. That's the man says. Which means we have a Torah for Shabbos called Kaya Kaifai, which makes for a lot of interesting Shabbos. Because a lot of machinery today works with Kaya Kaifai. Complicated issue for a few minutes to go through. I'll give you an example just to make you understand. It's really not fair to do it in a few minutes. I don't know if you'll follow, but Rav Shlomo Zalman, for example, has a tshuva about turning on a neon light. It probably applies to a fluorescent as well, where first, when you turn on the light, the first electricity does not cause any light. The first electricity has to warm up an element. And I don't mean an element that glows. It has to warm up something, which in turn heats up gases, which then glow. So the first electricity, when you turn it on, it's like Bitka Damaya. The first electricity doesn't do anything. It's only afterwards the electricity warms something. And that warming something then causes gases to light up. That's kaya kaya. What? The warming itself, see, that's why he says neon. The fluorescence has to get the answer light display. A neon light does not get the answer light display. The warming up the element is not a malachim. And yet, it causes it to glow. It's a kaya shiny that causes it to glow. The mela, He wants to say that that's the Shiloh of the Rabbanim, which Ayidei Akum, which is already a Lach of the Rabbanim, which Ayidei Gai would be a Shvus to Shvus. That is cool.
Why is it being a Thelemet and Lach of
Thelemet? Because Thelemet doesn't reach out to Lach. Now, the issue, which is a major issue, is when something normally works that way, we call that Kayak Kayak. You have a machine that normally works a certain way. It's not Kayak Kayak. And the truth is, when you drive a car, the driving is really only Kayak Kayak. When you push the gas pedal, all you do is remove a bit of the maya that allows gas into the engine. And it might be by, when you keep your foot down, all you're doing is keeping it open, and more gas is coming in. But even the gas coming in, that doesn't make the car go. That causes a chain reaction that causes the car to go. One could argue that a car is kaya kaya. That's a question which runs someone over to be positive. And not only that, but if you let go of the gas, the car just keeps on going, that's definitely kayak kayak. You gave gas, you got the car up to 60 miles an hour, and now you let go of the gas. Now it keeps on going. Whatever it goes now is still kayak kayak. So, whatever goes later is definitely kayak kayak later, any explanation. The question is, la halacha, does that have a din of kayak kayak? Is that not the Shabbos? Is that not the Shabbos? Well, not. Shooting a gun, I mentioned Sabi yesterday, is probably also Kayaka. But this is Rosh Hashanah expresses something, if this is still Kayaka, if that's the normal way a machine works. In the Pisei Chayshin, he says that it's considered Kayaka, that's the normal way it works. And it's an interesting question in and of itself. He clearly argued that all electricity is Kayaka. Because if you understand how electricity works, the electrons in the wire, the first row of electrons could be kaifai. But all the electrons behind that are kaifai, the flow of electrons that causes electricity to work.
So that's the first case of
opening. And it's not here to talk about it in 1 minute, but I just need to tell you how right the Chaim Eiser and his Achiezer, this is the original tshuva on electricity, discusses this issue of whether electricity that comes through the wires, whether it's like Bitka de Maya, and only the first electricity is Kayak Rishon, not the second. And Shlomo Zalman, in his Tshuva, Dr. Chaim Eiser, also analyzes it in the Kamitzai Kayak Kayak. Now, unfortunately, we don't have the time to go into it any further, but my point to you is that it's Kayak Kayak. Now, we really did not. I don't talk to you today about Kayak Kayak, we did not finish the Gemara. Because the question now becomes, what is Kayak Kayak? How do you define Kayak Kayak? Our Gemara is the Machlokes Rebbe and the Rabbanan. And the question is, I explained to you yesterday, someone hits a baseball. Is that Kayak Kayak or is that Kayak Kayak? Someone swings a bat and hits a baseball and breaks a window. How would you understand? That kayak 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 kayak. Logically, kayak kayak. Logically, it should be kayak kayak, no? Mm-hmm. I agree with you. What did you do? You have an extension of your hand called a bat, and you
didn't
throw
the
bat. You didn't want to throw the bat. You're swinging in a baseball. I agree with kayak. Kayak came with Rabbanan and Agamara. When you hit with an axe against a tree, a piece of wood goes flying. Is that kayak kayak kayak? Isn't that the same as a baseball bat hitting a ball? And here, so maybe it's similar to if I take a paddle and I hit a ball against the wall and it bounces back. So here, I'm hitting with the axe in this direction and the wood flies the other direction. So, something come out? Why? Yeah. So both flying, is that different than hitting a ball directly?
You're indirect.
And here it's sort of bouncing back. It's being squeezed between two things and it pops out. There's a difference between something that pops out Why is there a difference? If I take something between my hands and I squeeze and it pops out and it's a hit. What's the difference which direction? Well, we're saying now there's no good intention because he's having a shaygeg here. We're saying that it's a shaygeg. The pur is not because it's not a shaygeg. The pur is because it's kaya kaya. So we have to analyze exactly what's called kaya kaya about. See, it's just too late. It seems that way from the word l'rebi hechem shkachas. I believe that we'll spend a few minutes on this Sunday, but we will start in the session the next few days.